Hello, this is Paige Estrotori with the Weekly Insurance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We're here to inform you, Australian consumers and businesses, about the recent happenings, emerging trends, and interesting stories in the insurance industry. Our coverage this week begins with a critical warning for all businesses in the wake of the damaging cyber attack on Fortnum Private Wealth. Experts like Fraser Jack from Cyber Collective are ringing alarm bells, warning businesses about the mounting risks. There's a consensus among industry professionals that cyber insurance has transformed from a luxury into a necessity, providing essential coverage against unexpected legal and recovery costs. However, insurance isn't the be-all and end-all solution. Jenny Brown of JBS Financial Strategists advises regular policy reviews and rigorous employee training, especially given the surge in remote work during Melbourne's lockdowns. Let's remember, a comprehensive risk management strategy includes not just insurance, but strong internal controls to prevent breaches from human errors. We now segue to the sphere of global property and casualty insurance. The Swiss Re Institute's recent report predicts rising premiums over the next decade in response to escalating natural catastrophe losses and economic inflation, with the industry's market value potentially doubling to $4.3 trillion by 2040, insurers need to streamline pricing and risk management. Notably, the report also highlights the significant role of brokers and agents in distributing these evolving risk products. In more heartening news, we can report that the Insurance Council of Australia is taking an active role in assisting flood claimants in New South Wales. By organizing insurance consultations in Kempsey, Terry, and Port Macquarie, the council is hoping to demystify the claims process for the victims of May's mid-North Coast floods. This is a fantastic initiative promoting direct communication between insurers and claimants, potentially setting a new precedent for disaster response in the country. Finally, we close this wrap-up with a noteworthy ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. After a policyholder's wife crashed the family car, Suncorp, their insurer, raised allegations of fraud due to inconsistencies in the evidence. The ombudsman sided with the policyholder, deeming the insurer's forensic assessments as insufficient, reminding us all of the necessity of balance between investigations and fair treatment. That concludes the weekly insurance news wrap. We hope these stories provide valuable insights to aid your insurance decisions. Whether you're looking for personal or business cover, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, to explore your options. This is Paige Estrotori, and we will see you next Saturday, September 20th, 2025.